With this Giants newsflash brought to you by Adorama, I'm John Schmelk. It's Tuesday, the players are off, but the Giants are still in there getting ready for their matchup against the Eagles on Sunday night. Pro personnel, the coaches, they're all getting together, getting that game plan ready for practice tomorrow and the rest of the week. Now, no news from the Giants yet. We'll know at Coach Coughlin's press conference tomorrow morning, but Ahmad Bradshaw has made it pretty clear to other media outlets that he intends to play. We'll see how the Giants balance his carries with Andre Brown, who's had a lot of success the last game and a half. We'll see about Akeem Nicks. Odds are he's going to play. David Deal, who knows? Michael Coe, Jaron Holsley of hamstrings. We'll see what happens. And the Eagles are an interesting opponent. They're kind of a Jekyll and Hyde offense. They're fifth in total yardage, but at the same time, they're the sixth most penalized offense. They have 12 turnovers. They're minus six on the season. So are they that explosive big play offense, or are they a mistake-prone team that's going to shoot themselves in the foot? If they clean up their act, they could be extremely dangerous, or if they make mistakes, the Giants will have a lot of golden opportunities. It'll be a wait-and-see proposition. The Giants' defense will have some opportunities to get Michael Vick to the ground. He's been sacked 9 times this year, and he's fumbled the ball 5 times. That leads the NFL. He's lost 3 of them. So it should be an interesting week. It should be an interesting game on Sunday. Stay tuned to Giants.com for all the latest. That's your newsflash brought to you by Adorama. I'm John Schmelk.